You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it is time for the last sports chat of 2018 as we say hello to Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubank. So it feels right to get your take on the past 12 months in sports. And so here's the key question for you. Will 2018 be a year to think of fondly, or take outside, bury it in the backyard, hopefully never to be thought of again, or just, nah, a big old shrug? Let's start with the Lions.
Bury it.
Yeah, I don't think that's a surprise in any way,
no,
shape, or form.
No, that's what they do. In fact, the one game they won out of their four victories so far this year is the one they shouldn't have won against a team with three wins. How it works, of course, people, if you're bad, that's one problem. If you're really bad, that's great, because now you get a very high draft pick. The worst team gets the first pick of the next year's draft, so you start getting more talent that way. And the Lions can't even get losing right.
Well, at least they lost yesterday, got themselves eliminated from the playoffs.
Way, listen to us.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
the good news is, yeah, at least they lost yesterday.
Because they're going to get a little bit higher draft pick.
Exactly.
As opposed to getting into the playoffs, possibly, and getting blown out right away.
In my lifetime, they have won one playoff game, and that goes back before my lifetime. It goes back 60 years. So don't bet in the playoffs with the Lions.
All right, so bury this one. The Red Wings.
Bury the Lions.
Red Wings. Fondly, bury it, or yawn?
Yawn, but this is now Jeff Blasio, the head coach. It's his fourth season. And they've gone down every year. Now, this year right now, they're entirely average. They're 14-15, which is, again, the same problem the Lions have got. Yeah. They're not bad enough to get better, which means you will not get a high enough draft pick to get anybody good. So this is kind of going nowhere.
All right. Pistons, who are 13-13 right now.
Broken record, same stuff. This is the era of untold mediocrity in Detroit sports. It's more of the same. How about this for a meh all the way around?
Meh all around. And for the Detroit Tigers, bury it, meh, or was it good?
Meh to bury it. And so long as Avila is your GM, it's not going to go anywhere. I've said this throughout. How about that for a Debbie Downer?
There you go, Debbie Downer. All right, we're going to switch over to college football. Michigan Wolverines getting ready, of course, to head to the Peach Bowl to play Florida December 29th. How will they look at this year?
They should look at it very fondly. The fans are tough. 10-2 gets them grumbling, especially a bad loss to Ohio State. But look, man, the last time they won 10 games in a row was 2006, and that's what they did this year against good competition. This is a definite step forward, and Harbaugh has won 10 wins in three of his first four seasons. They could win, of course, 11 coming up. This has been a very good year.
Certainly Ohio State has been a big issue. How will that departure of Coach Urban Meyer affect next year?
Well, you got to figure this. Michigan can't do any worse against him. Urban Meyer won all seven games, 7-0. So the new guy can't do any better than that. But as my father said, when you're on the floor, you can't fall out of bed. They cannot do worse than 0-7 against the next guy.
All right. Michigan State facing the Oregon Ducks in the Red Box Bowl on New Year's Eve. What kind of year?
Maybe bury it. 7-5 is not up to D'Antonio's standards by a long shot. They also played poorly. They didn't just lose. Their offense is going nowhere, and his offensive coordinator needs to be replaced.
Certainly injuries dogged the Spartans terribly.
As we've said throughout the fall, that half their starters are out. You can't win that way at a place like that.
To the topic of bowl games in general, you've got some thoughts about the 39 bowl games and what they really mean for the 78 teams picked to play them.
A few complaints. One is 78 teams to play in them. You've only got 130 teams to pick from. So you're already dipping into the bottom half to go to a bowl game. This used to be a big deal. You had 10 bowl games, top 20 teams went. That was a big honor. Now it means you're still standing is all it means. So any team, Eastern, Western, et cetera, you can all go to bowl games. That's one problem. Second of all, it is not a cash cow for the schools as advertised. One thing is the bowls, the lesser bowls, make you buy 10,000, 20,000 tickets that you don't want at retail. So you lose money on that. They also negotiate down how much they're going to pay you anyway. So they may claim that it's a $500,000 payout when in fact it's zero. And the fans don't fill the stands. They're almost always empty. The players, by the way, here's another myth. Most players at big programs like Michigan State or Michigan, they don't really care to go to a lesser bowl. It's 15 more practices. It's during the holidays, and they don't want to be there to play in front of 10,000 fans. So who benefits? ESPN, which will broadcast 32 of the 40 games, fully 80%. Coaches get bowl bonuses, and so do ADs. The players get more work.
And as you said in your editorial, if there's a whole string of names in front of that bowl.
Not a very good bowl. Good bowl. Rose Bowl. That one's good. Sugar Bowl. That's good. Okay. The bad boy mower, something is wrong. Five words before the bowl. No, not very good.
Although one might say perhaps for the kids who are not going on to a pro career, that moment in the bowl action could be a big
moment.
Well,
look, if you're Eastern Michigan and this is your second bowl in 3 years and your third in 30 years, it's a big deal. And they went to a kind of a no-name bowl in Alabama, I believe, but more power to them.
Yeah.
That's a big deal for them.
Although they lost by a field goal.
They did. Heartbreaking.
I know. So overall, how do you sum up this year in sports in Michigan?
Meh.
Meh. Can hope for 2019 to
In fact, I might even go, if you're looking at Detroit, this is as bad as it's been since I was a kid. Now, when I was a kid in the 70s, all the teams stunk. The Tigers won in 72, and that's it. That division was all they won in four sports in a decade. So people ask, well, why are you a college football fan? That's easy. Michigan was always good, and the Lions always stunk. So any kid growing up right now in the state of Michigan is probably not going to be a huge Red Wings, Pistons, Tigers, Lions fan. I hope he likes the Spartans or she. The Spartans or the Wolverines, because those guys tend to win.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Despite my curmudgeonly review of the year, happy holidays to everybody.